I was thinking about myself in there. This morning, my dad's here, sitting somewhere in the congregation. So I was the R, the runner. Go get this, go get that. Maybe you guys remember that as well, right? That was who I was growing up. So, no, it was very good. Turn with me in your Bible this morning. I'm going to start in Joshua 24, Old Testament, about 366, maybe the page number. And then we're going to flip to the New Testament. And we're going to look at three different verses there. And my sermon title this morning is Being Thankful for Fathers. And so I want to recognize our fathers today, especially those who are followers of Jesus Christ and are godly fathers. And we're going to talk about those in just a little bit, those things that a father possesses. Now, also this morning, I have a sign up here. Most of you in the back probably can't read it, but it is Joshua 24, verse 15, and I'm going to read that to you just a little bit. But on this sign it says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Now this is kind of Dory and I, this is our theme verse for our family. And I just want to point this out to you. This morning, this is something that we've hung on for over 20 years. And we decided that no matter what kind of a day we've had, what kind of things go on in our life, we've had joyful days, and we've had very tough, sad days in our family. But at the end of the day, we're going to serve the Lord in all of those things. So I want to challenge you with that this morning as families, as we look at this verse today. So keep that in mind as we read this morning. Joshua 24, verse 15. "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord," is what it says. All right, let's turn to the New Testament. We're going to start at 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. It's a very short verse. All right, so as you hear this, I want you to think about your life of fathers. I'm going to direct this kind of at you, but it speaks to all of us. This would have been Paul speaking here. He said this, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." So what he said, mirror Christ in all that we do. And so I speak that to fathers this morning, those words. And then Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. You will recognize this verse once we get into it. I'm on page 1820 on my Bible. 6 verses 1 through 4. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth." And then here's the one that I want to hang on this morning, verse 4. "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord," is what it says. We are to teach our children God's ways. And then also I want to flip back to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. People, sometimes this question gets asked a lot. Now, does the Bible speak that, you know, we are supposed to work? God put that inside of men. Now, some of us work way too much, and we don't know how to balance that properly. But others of us maybe don't do what we're supposed to do. But so what does the Bible say about that? And so verse 8. 1 Timothy 5. "Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever," is what the Bible says. And so we'll get more into that verse here in just a little bit. The reading of the word of the Lord, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you thanks for this Father's Day. We give you praise for the scripture that we just read, and Lord, I pray through your Holy Spirit, you bring that word to life, and Lord, give us understanding. Lord, may these words and my message today be yours and to your people, and so may you fill me with that same Holy Spirit, Lord. I also pray for those that have gathered here in your house and those that are online watching this morning, fill them with that same Spirit. Lord, give them the ability to understand your ways, your teachings, and your words this morning. May we live them out in our lives from day to day. In Jesus I pray, amen. There was a young boy that was asked a question. What's the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day? That was a question that this young boy was asked, and I want you to hear his response. Well, really, there's not much difference, but you spend more on Mother's Day than Father's Day. That's what he thought the difference was. Kind of a funny joke there, isn't it? Now, also, I have some one-liners for you this morning. And you can look at your own father. You can maybe think about, okay, I'm a father now, and I see these things. But I just have a few of them on the screen. But I got a pretty good list here I want to share with you this morning. So these are words that most dads have said at some time or another to their children. And some of you kids might recognize some of these things this morning. Quiet, I'm watching TV. Don't forget to check the oil. How often does that happen anymore, by the way? Right? I remember growing up that we always had to check the oil, but today it seems like we don't check the oil near as often as we used to. Bring back the change. Right? You're sitting in the West Line or some high school gym and you give your kid $5 or $10 and you send them to the concession stand and you say, bring back the change. Now, some of you might get it and others you might not. It's all spent. I remember one of our boys, we gave him a $10 bill, and they did a very good job of spending the whole $10 bill one time, and he came back with his hands full of candy bars and pop and whatever else we needed. So those types of things go on. How about this one? How should I know? Ask your mother. Right? Those things go on. We say those things. And here's another one. I'm not made out of money. Right? We say that to our children. Now, here's an older one that I remember my grandparents speaking, and maybe even my mom or dad. When I was your age, I walked to school 5 miles, uphill both ways. How many times have we seen that or heard that? And how about this? You're in a little bit of a tiff with your children, and you say this to them. You are going, and you are going to have fun. Right? We say that to them, don't we? Or this one. If you break a leg, don't come running to me. Right? Yeah, we say those crazy things to them. Don't put your feet in the furniture. Your mother will kill you. Right? We've heard that talked about before. How about this one? Why? Because I said so. Right? No, we give no explanation. Just because I said so, that's why. So go do it, right? You better get that junk picked up before your mother comes home. We often say that. Or this is another one that's pretty famous. Just wait till you have kids someday. Right? You think of that in our life. And here's the last one I'm going to share with you this morning. At the end of a hard day, you might find your father in the recliner, and he'll say this to you, I was not asleep, I was just resting my eyelids. Right? I've been there. You're tired and you fall asleep at the end of the day. But being a parent or a father can be a very interesting and a trying experience. Anybody attest to that? Fathers? Yeah, there are days and it just does not go well. Right? I got a few pictures on the screen for you this morning that you can see. Sometimes life is like that. And so let me just say this. Someone once said this as well. Parents, you spend the first part of a child's life urging children to speak and to talk and to walk and to be active. And then you spend the rest of your life telling them to sit down and be quiet. Isn't it? That's how parenting goes. Extremes. And so both parenting and fatherhood, it can be a real trial some days. But also, I must tell you this, it can be a great blessing too. A great blessing to be a father. And so today we're here to worship the Lord, and we're here to honor our earthly fathers. So I want us to think about some things for which we could say, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad, for doing this. Thanks, Dad, for being this way. Thanks, Dad. And so I got three areas that I want to kind of point out through Scripture this morning that we should be thankful for fathers. Now, let me put a disclaimer out there this morning. Some fathers did not always fill the role that we thought they might fulfill in our lives. And I don't want to take away from fathers in that regard, But remember, they're earthly fathers. They're sinful people. And I realize that maybe some of you had fathers that things didn't go well for you at home. And so I know that that's not how God intended fathers to be. And so if that was your case this morning, you might feel kind of left out of this message, but I don't want you to. I want you to think in another term this morning. Remember your Heavenly Father. This is who He is. When I speak things to you this morning out of here, you always have a Heavenly Father that will come over you, that will love you, that will guide and direct your life. And maybe you find yourself in that situation. But for this morning, if you had an earthly father that fits these things, I want you to recognize that and give praise to God for those things that you have in your life. And your father might be with the Lord today. And maybe he's still here on earth, but give thanks to God for the things that you experience, because you are the way you are because of your father in heaven, but also your earthly father. So I want you to think about those things this morning. So here's the first one. Thanks, fathers, for your material provisions. All right? That's the first thing I want you to think about in your life. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. We read that to you. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, now what if you used another term in there, you might say extended family or whatever. And then it goes on to say, and especially for his immediate family, his spouse, his children, maybe those under care within his under his roof. He has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, that's directly to the point that as fathers, we are to care for our families. We are to raise them. We are to provide for them in many different ways. Food, clothing, shelter. And then it says, well, if you deny those things, you deny Christ. And it says, you're worse than an unbeliever. Well, how can you be worse than an unbeliever in that situation? And here's the answer to that. It's because even an unbeliever gets that. You should provide for your family. That's what the Bible teaches. I'm privileged to have my dad here this morning. My father provided for me. There were times when we didn't have much, but there were times we were greatly blessed. But in the midst of all that, I never lacked anything. God took care of us as a family. So let me jog your memory this morning. What was your family like? What was your dad like as you grew up? Did he provide for you? And the things that I'm talking about. Material provisions, care. Did you have clothes to wear? Did you have food on the table? Did you have a place to sleep at night? And he probably did. And so you need to thank him for that. And if your father's no longer with you, like I mentioned a little bit ago, then praise God and give thanks to God for your earthly father. Of the care that he provided for you in your life. And so thank God for all the fathers who provide as best they can for their families. Now, you did not hear me say this today, that fathers, earthly fathers, are perfect. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to do the wrong things. They're going to say the wrong things because they're simply human. So give grace to fathers. Give them grace. And if you didn't have an earthly father, give praise to your heavenly father as he provides for you. Here's the second one I want to share with you this morning. Thank you, fathers, for your faithful instruction. Ephesians 6, verse 4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. If I wanted to use another word instead of exasperate, is don't lead them to anger. Don't make them mad. Don't make them upset in the way that you teach and raise them in your life. It says instead, bring them up in the training instruction of the Lord. That verse tells us as parents that we should never be too hard on our children. Now, I'm not against you having discipline in the home and giving them instruction and so on. That's totally fine. But don't be one of those people that's just a slave driver and you abuse your children in that fashion or that form. biblically we're to raise them properly, is what Scripture tells us. Teach them and instruct them in the ways of the Lord. Teach them how to live a life that is pleasing to God. How to be kind, gracious, loving, giving towards others in their lives, and taking care of themselves as well. Teach them and instruct them how to strive for, and this is most important in you, in your life, fathers, how to obtain eternal life. Teach them how to get to heaven through Jesus Christ. You know, you think about fathers, they've given all kinds of instructions to their children about such things as school and work and relationships and dating and driving a car and etc. You know, sometimes my boys, and they don't even know that I'm picking on them here this morning, but I'm going to just a little bit, so when I talk about grace and forgiveness, I'm going to need that just a little bit here this morning. But there's good things, and sometimes they came to me with questions about different things in life. And God, I had to stop for a moment because I realized what God is doing is that He's given me a teaching moment that I can have a conversation with one of my boys about something that they're involved in and they don't understand or they're not sure how to do something. And I got to realize that this is what God's doing for me. And I got to, whatever I'm doing, I might be busy with something, is that I got to call a time out. And I realize that God's given me this window to speak with one of my sons, to say something about what's ever going on in their life, whatever it might be. And it might be something simple as maybe I got a problem with my car, Dad, and I need some help. Or maybe it has to do with a relationship at school. Dad, what do I do about this? I'm in this situation. And so God gives us teaching moments as fathers that we need to stop what we're doing and take advantage of those things. Here's something else that I like to joke around with them once in a while. It's kind of a joke that we have at our house. And I'll say this, when they come to me and they don't understand something, you know, in life, and they're working on something or they got this going on, and I'll say this to them, you know, if you'd come around the farm a little bit more, you'd know how to do that. As a joke to them. But here's what my point is. You see, if they would hang around me just a little more than what they are now, they would understand and they could see the way that I lived life, and maybe they could see how to do some of those things. And so the important thing that I want to get is to you young people out there this morning that are living in homes with your father yet, that's precious time. Those are moments that you won't have forever. And so take some time to be with your dad or be with your mom and learn those things in life as they teach you. That's what I'm talking about this morning. There are things in life that they can learn from us as they work or as they live life alongside of us. Because you don't have them forever, right? Some of you, how many of you are empty nesters in here this morning? Kids are out of the house and you're loving it, right? There we go. Yeah, we see some hands go up. But you know, you don't get that time forever to speak into their life. They might come back once in a while. They might call you once in a while for advice or whatever. But once they leave the home, they kind of go on their own, don't they? So if you have kids at home, make sure that you take the time to instruct, to teach. And here, let me just add a few more things to this. When I find myself working alongside my boys, whatever it might be we're up to, there are times when we stop and we have conversations about faith. Those are great opportunities. What does God think about this? How should I, what do I do with this, Dad? You know, how do I pursue this in my life biblically, you know, that I can honor Jesus in this situation that I find myself in, whatever it might be. You know, there's opportunities just in the midst of just being shoulder to shoulder, doing those things. Those moments are so important for us as fathers. Those moments are so important for you as young people and as children growing up in your home as well. But here, let me also say this to you. Be careful how you deliver it. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? And so here's a question I have for you as fathers this morning, and maybe you're going to be a father someday as well, but you need to know this. And so here's my question for you. Are you a coach or a critic as a father? Those are two very different things, aren't they? Right? A coach takes time to teach and to train, and they take time out of their busy schedule to stop the things that are doing and be with their kids and do those things. A critic is someone who says, you never do that right. Why don't you listen to me? Why don't you change the way that you're doing those things? Right? That's a critic. And God says, no, I don't want you to be a critic. I want you to be a coach in your family. And that includes not only things of this world, but also in biblical things, in the ways of God, and teaching the ways of Jesus Christ as well. Are you a coach or a critic? So fathers, and even for mothers, I can speak this to you this morning as well. Take the time to teach, to instruct. Because remember, you're building a young person that's going to go out into the world, and they're going to do exactly the things that you train them to do. Whether you realize it or not. The good and the bad. They'll take it all with you when they leave home. I have a list. This is a father who had a list of confessions. He had some regrets in the way that he raised his children and he raised his family. And I'm going to read you a list of these things. And you might find yourself in the midst of this list. And this is not condemnation. This is encouragement, like, hey, I need to recheck my perspective in life of what I'm like as a father. And here's the list I want to share with you. I made sure my children were in school, but not in church. So you got the worldly view and you got the godly view, you know, following Jesus Christ. And I'm speaking to Christian homes here this morning. And so think about those things in life. And I got a pretty good list here I want to share with you. I taught them to drink, but not of the living water. I enrolled them in Little League, but not in Sunday school. I showed them how to fish, but not be fishers of men. I made the Lord's Day a holiday, but not a holy day. I gave them a gaming system, but provided no Bible. I handed them the keys to the car, but never talked to them about the keys of the kingdom of God. I taught them how to make a living, but failed to bring them to Christ, who alone can make a life, eternal life. So think about that in your life as I wrote that out this morning. And these things that I gave you, I'm not sure who wrote those. Those are not for me. But it reminded me of those things this morning. Okay, how am I living my life as a father? Am I doing what God wants me to do? And of course, I'm not perfect and neither are you. And so you got to give yourself some grace. But I strive to do those things. And I want you to strive as well. And so if you have a Christian father who has taught you about Jesus, taught you how to treat people with kindness and love, you need to thank your father this morning. You need to thank your father for his faithful instruction that he gave you in life, for all the good advice that he gave you in life, and especially if that instruction included the Lord. We're thankful for that. Here's the last one I want to share with you this morning. Thanks for your godly lifestyle, fathers. With this I mean a godly illustration for life or a godly example in life. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, Paul says this. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Now he didn't say this, do everything I do, because Paul was not perfect. He said, do everything I do which is Christ-like. And if you're going to be Christ-like, what do you need to know well in your life? The Word of God. Because that's how we be Christ-like. You can't learn that on the street. You can't find that in earthly ways. You can't find that in the ways of our culture today. You will only find that in the Word of God. Follow the example of Christ. Paul wasn't perfect. and neither are we. You know, I think back in my life, there are times when I've given my sons a bad example, right? I know I've done that from time to time. There are times when I've, you know, it talks about where don't lead your children to anger. I've done that where I've made my kids mad at me. You know, I'm not perfect, and neither are you. You might find yourself in those situations. But what I want you to do is forgive yourself and move on and be that Christ-like example to the best of your ability. But let me also remind you, you and I as fathers, we've done some good things too. Some very good things. Remember those things, because Satan loves to remind you of those terrible things. You've done some great godly things as fathers as well. And so may you be reminded of those things as well as you continue on in this journey of fatherhood, whatever it is. You know, as I've only been a parent for roughly 20 years, but some of you are much older. I see Ann Halma sitting here this morning. She's in her mid-90s, and let me say this to you. If I was to ask her this question, say yes. You're never done being a mother. You're never done being a father. How many of you still worry about your kids and they're not even under your household anymore? You think about them every day. You pray for them. You know the things that you're going through in their lives, and you still worry as a father or mother. And you will to the day that the Lord calls you home. And that's okay. But just know that God is with us every step of the way. Every step of the way. And so may we teach our children to love God and to love others. And may you be the best God example that you can with the tools that God has given you. And here's kind of where I want to finish up today. Thank you, fathers, for providing for your families, for your faithful instruction and your godly example this morning. And I want to close with this verse here, Joshua 24, verse 15, kind of our theme verse in our family. But choose for whom this day you will serve, but we will serve the Lord. May you hold on to that in your family and as a father as well. And all of God's people said,
Amen. Amen.